USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With two major earthquakes in 2 days, residents in Southern California are combing through the damage as thousands of aftershocks continue to hit the region. In Ridgecrest, Police Chief Jed McLaughlin has an update.
All of our roads and concrete, such as sidewalks, gutters, have been inspected, and all of our roads are in good condition.
Diplomatic cables from Britain's ambassador to the United States back to London accuse the Trump administration as being inept, hobbled by infighting, and unlikely to improve. Britain's Foreign Office did not challenge the authenticity of the leaked documents. He called the leak mischievous behavior and said the public expects diplomats to provide honest assessments of the politics in the countries where they're posted. The United States women's national team is celebrating victory as World Cup champions after beating the Nationals 2-0 in today's final. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Clinton, Texas border facility has been under scrutiny after a team of lawyers, doctors, and advocates said the illegal children there were held under poor health and hygiene conditions. Democratic Senator Chris Coons on CBS's Face the Nation.
We've got an administration that has intentionally used cruelty to children as a tool of immigration policy. I'll remind you that their zero tolerance policy that forcibly separated children from their parents at the border a year ago was a humanitarian disaster and faced a bipartisan outcry of both Republicans and Democrats.
In a New York Times interview, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi seemingly diminished the role of the progressive wing of her Democratic Party. On ABC News this week, one of those progressives, Representative Rashida Tlaib, responded to Pelosi.
You know, people like us, people like me and Ayanna Alhan, we're reflective of our nation in many ways. More people like us have been missing in the halls of Congress. More people like us, people of color, have been missing in the chamber.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A billionaire who's been accused of sex trafficking minors for decades has finally been arrested. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King with more.
Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for allegedly sex trafficking dozens of minors in New York and Florida between 2002 and 2005 and will appear in court in New York on Monday. The arrest comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for molesting dozens of underage girls in Florida. For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigations by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone any federal charges. The new charges allege that Epstein sexually exploited dozens of underage girls in a now familiar scheme, paying them cash for massages, then molesting or sexually abusing them in his Upper East Side mansion or his palatial residence in Palm Beach. Employees recruited the girls for Epstein's abuse, and some victims eventually became recruiters themselves. The girls were as young as 14, and according to police, Epstein knew how old they were.
This year's running of the bulls in Pamplona left 5 people injured. The 9-day San Fermín Festival is held each year. 6 bulls run through the city's narrow streets each morning before being killed in afternoon bullfights. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.